This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
My name is Eric Moore. We are at the Kohler Design Center in Kohler, Wisconsin.
Kind of the mothership, isn't it?
The mothership, yeah. Right, yeah. Kind of the epicenter, I would say.
Yeah. So this is where anybody could come in the public and see past, present, and where Kohler is going, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're broken into three levels. We have our history level downstairs. This level is kind of broken down in all of our different categories. And then upstairs, we have our designer mezzanine level, which has all different rooms, bathrooms, and kitchens all built out with all of our latest and greatest products.
So unless you're thinking about or contemplating a remodel or new construction, you might be a little bit out of the loop of where plumbing has gone, technological and design-wise.
All right. I mean, the days are over where there's like one or two toilets or two or three faucets. Mm-hmm. Now the consumer can really come and see a variety of all the different styles and mm-hmm. shapes and how much the plumbing industry has grown in technology and product.
Give us an example of some of the most dynamic ways plumbing fixtures have evolved technologically.
Well, on the technology side, I would say on the digital platforms, in the shower, really you can control your entire shower and lighting and music and steam with our DTP Plus platform. And now we're going a lot with connected devices, so you can control your kitchen faucet, your shower, your mirror, just with the sound of your voice or
over your iPhone.
Over your iPhone, definitely.
Well, let's go. Here's a shower. Let's go see this one. This is pretty cool.
So this is our DTV Plus. I mean, almost looks like your phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can walk right up to it. You can press all the different components that you want on, from your shower head to your body sprays. You can choose zones. So let's say your significant other wants one temperature and you want another temperature. You can control either zone. You can run a special spa experience that runs temperatures down to your legs, all the way up to your head, including steam. Music is just a wonderful...
And this is basically an iPhone that's mounted on the wall in the shower.
Right, and you can control everything from it. And you can have up to three interfaces, so you can have interface on the outside, two on the inside, and you can control your music, the lighting, steam, all it from one interface. Fire it up, let's turn on everything. Kind of really show what we can do here.
And the rain shower is remaining pretty popular, right?
Definitely, you're definitely seeing a... increase in people wanting to have that shower experience from body sprays, but still the rain head is something that's still a popular component. And we've also developed, you know, there's the standard rain head, but there's also something that Kohler created called the real rain. So it really...
like raindrops.
It's like raindrops. Mm-hmm. It's all these different nozzles and sides that give you the experience of rain. And there's also a function where you can do... there's a deluge function where you can... turn on, press a button, and it does a sudden downpour of rainwater.
That's right. Have you done that?
I've used it. Yeah, it's really, really quite the experience. It is like you're standing in almost like a thunderstorm of rain.
That's pretty cool. And it's good response?
Great response. I mean, it's a large panel that goes on your ceiling. You can get different trims, but the experience people
this
want.
Is one right here.
And this is it right here.
Let's talk to Alexa.
So Alexa. We have a Kohler Connect space. We can control our Sensate faucet with this. We can control the experience of the mirror. So we can just, Alexa, turn the mirror on to 100%.
Okay.
Full lighting. We can see ourselves in the mirror. We both look great.
Wonderful.
We can play our music here. We can check our appointments. Do anything that you want to that's connected to your electronic device.
Including tell Alexa to turn the water on.
Alexa, ask Kohler to dispense one cup of water.
Dispensing one cup.
Alexa, ask Kohler to dispense one cup of water.
Dispensing one cup.
Here we go. One cup of water. Perfect. In this case, we can control our faucet, we can turn on our shower, we can really control...
I mean, and you said music, too?
Alexa, play Led Zeppelin.
Getting Led Zeppelin station from iHeartRadio.
With that, not only can you control it with your voice, what we call Kohler Connect, we can control it from our phone as well. So we can turn on our shower, our mirror, our faucets right from the touch of our phone, wherever we are in our home.
And how popular is this trending?
It's one of those trends that just keeps growing. I mean, technology is growing in the shower. Technology is growing in the home. People want these devices. It's one of those technologies that keeps growing. And Kohler is a company that's adapting to it, putting it into plumbing. You know, with something that people are used to with their televisions, all their music, and plumbing is the next stage.
Let's talk about intelligent toilets.
So intelligent toilets. The intelligent toilet is a toilet that has everything. You know, it has the built-in cleansing seat. It'll have, well, with our newbie here is our, you know, state-of-the-art. It has lighting. It can play music. The seat, as you walk up to it, will open. It'll flush as you walk away. It has pretty much everything. And Kohler has a whole dynamic set of intelligent toilets, from our Veil, from our Numi, to our Caring, to our new Air Toilet.
And the Air Toilet, let's talk about that for a moment.
So the Air Toilet, it's one of our newest intelligent toilets. You can put it up right to the wall. What's nice is it's kind of hands-free. It has its own remote device that you can do presets. You can control it, the flushing, the seat itself, the water temperature, everything with one remote control.
And then again, like we talked about earlier, the one-piece toilets, for obvious reasons, are growing.
In the bathroom, especially the toilet, people want cleanability. So they don't necessarily want a separate tank and bowl. It's nice to have that one-piece toilet where it's easier to clean. We have, especially with the one-piece, you can get the skirted toilet where it's clean. There's no debris or anything within the trapway. It's easier to wipe down and keep all that away. It's just a nicer aesthetic in the bathroom.
So as they say, everything including the kitchen sink.
Right.
And here we are, and the kitchen sink has really evolved too.
So the kitchen sinks, there's so many options in the kitchen sinks, and especially from a material standpoint. You know, there's cast iron, stainless steel, a new material that we call Neorock, which is a resin sink. Epoxy and quartz material mixed together to make a strong, durable sink.
It's kind of a stone-looking material.
It has that material. Stone look, definitely. It has that matte finish. Very popular with our customers. It comes in a lot of different colors. But most popular right now is definitely our apron front sinks. It's one of our most popular. And our cast iron, the Whitehaven, is really popular.
And that's kind of the farm?
That's our farmhouse. Yeah, people have different names for it. Apron front, farmhouse. But I have seen that as a kitchen trend that just keeps growing and keeps.
Do you think that's appearance driven? Just how?
It's really a centerpiece in the kitchen. And we've seen it, we've added to it. I mean, we have cast iron, then we added stainless steel. We just have a new sink that we just introduced called the Taylor Sink. It's where you can customize the front. You can buy ones that already are pre-made, but you can make your own using your own top. You can use your tile that's on your backsplash. You can really customize it and make it your own unique piece. And then, you know, single basins, kind of build your own sink. We have that with our Prolific. Our Prolific sink is almost a large trough sink, I would say. It comes in different sizes, but it comes with all the accessories that you need. The cutting board, the grated racks, the colander, the wash bin. And another thing that's cool is it comes in these different levels where you can build your own sink at different levels. You can start at the bottom level, middle level, top level. Really, you're controlling your space in the kitchen.
Let's talk a little bit about mixers and control. Up until recently, it was a hot and a cold.
Right. And in the past, you had just the hot and the cold, but now it's all about the user and what they're doing in the kitchen, all the different sprays and the innovations that come. So you're seeing the most popular are the pull down. And then you'll have the professional style that have the coil around it, what you see in restaurants. People want that. And they see all these different shows and cook shows, so they really want to have that restaurant, that cooking space. They want to cook, and they really want to entertain people in the kitchen. So with the sprays, that's where we're seeing a lot of innovation, especially with the construction of the faucet. We'll have, you know, magnetic docking where it goes right back in and stays, the spray head. You'll have the ProMotion technology where it's easier to move around your bowl. But then with the sprays, your normal aerated spray. Then you'll have your sweep spray where you can get really down into the sink and clean. And then the berry salt. That's where you can have that gentle full coverage spray for washing your hands or prepping food, cleaning food.
Let's go downstairs.
Seeing where we started is definitely, you know, a journey in itself. You know, the company started in 1873. making, you know, farming equipment, monuments, things out of cast iron for the rural area. And then we didn't get into the plumbing industry until 1883, 10 years later. And that's when we took a horse trough, hog scalder, you know, put enamel on it, heated it up to 1400 degrees. And then when you put four legs on it, it became a tub. So that was our entrance into the plumbing industry.
That's really, so this is one of the original or oldest here?
So this is one of our, the oldest one actually would be more closer to something like this, has the four legs on it. You know, when we first started, you know, it was all, you were taking the plumbing indoors. It's mm-hmm. all about hygienic, clean spaces, white. So you can really see it here with all the different white tub, the white pedestal, the console table. It was all coming, the beginning of plumbing. An indoor plumbing in a.
And there's a rain shower head.
That one is really cool to see. You know, that's, you can see all, even when you look closely, you can see some of these designs coming back. We have mm-hmm. one upstairs that looked just like this, the vintage bath, and then the tub you saw upstairs with the feet, the ironworks historic, and then even the taps. We've taken some of these taps and redefined them, brought them to the modern age with how they're designed, but some of these styles are still bringing the past to the future. It's really something that Kohler takes pride in, especially with the material, cast iron. I mean, we've been using that for hundreds of years, that material.
So when did the first Kohler tubs, when were they first made?
So I would say that was the first thing that we did, and that would be in 1883. Hog scalder, horse trough turned into a tub.
That's really cool. And then here we have the evolution. This is kind of Art Deco almost.
Right, like that one we saw upstairs. No, we took a sink like this, mm-hmm. and then we created the farmstead from it. People want that big piece in their kitchen that has historical significance and the size, but with a modern flair to it, and that's what we do with the farmstead.
Classic.
And you can kind of see down in this space the evolution of not only product, but Kohler. You know, where we started with white, and then we went to the pastels in the 20s and 30s. And then when we got to the 50s, 60s, 70s, we started to be bolder in our color evolution, and that's where the tagline actually came. The bold look of Kohler mm-hmm. was developed and introduced in 1967. And you can see it with not only the product, but you can see the colors there. I mean, mm-hmm. look at the antique red, the tiger lily, the blueberry. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some of these colors that... And people, we still want to be bold. As a company, we want to be bold. We just introduced this year those new colors. We had there's a lavender blue. There's an indigo blue. There's a black plum that we really want to always, as a company, be bold. And our products, our hospitality, our engines, power system. Now, this part was at one point in history, during World War II, we stopped production of faucets and plumbing products to make military shells for our country. And you can see the plaque, but we were recognized for that, Kohler Company. We had to use all the brass for the shells. So we started making faucets and cast iron because they didn't need that material. So we started doing that. So you can kind of see all the different stories here and the evolution of the product from things we still have now. I mean, integral tubs, console tables, large sinks. I mean, some of these models are still... the same name, still the same. Close to the same design.
Yeah, they are.
As they were. This one here, Man's Lab, we still have. Brookfield Sink.
You're talking about 1960s design.
Right. I mean, some of these things, just like this. This was the birthday bath. This we created to celebrate our 100th year birthday. But just last year, we celebrated 145 years as a company. And it's really remarkable to kind of see all the different things and advertisements and product and things that we've done over those 145 years as a company.
In the introduction of the low consumption and the quiet flush, that's quite a while ago.
Absolutely. Too. I mean, that was in 1974 is when we were doing our first water-saving toilet. I mean, it might have been 3.5 gallons then, but we've continued that trend. I mean,
you're now, down to about 1 gallon
the
now.
The lowest flow that we have now is 1 gallon flush toilet. That's one of our big things. It's called sustainability, stewardship, you know, giving back. How can we leave the world a better place? And that's what we're doing with it within the community, with products that we make, with our hospitality. We all want to be a company, and that's what we want to be about.
Okay, before we go, one last dynamic that I kind of missed in my life is Kohler's involvement in generators, going way back.
So we've been in the power system business. A lot of people don't know this, but since 1920, very long time. And we've made generators because, I mean, that's what we needed, the power of the farms and the rural communities. And not only since we made the generators and the engines inside them, so we kind of split that off into two different businesses, generators and engines. But a cool story, Admiral Byrd, he did quite a few expeditions to Antarctica, and he took and used our generators there. So he went there, left them, did an expedition, and then came back years later, took out the spark plugs, cranked it up, and it started right away.
Wow.
And this is one of those generators. And for Kohler's contributions, well, we even have a range, a mountain range in Antarctica called the Kohler Range.
That's very cool.
Very cool. I love telling that story. It's just something to really be proud of with the craftsmanship of our generators.
And then these are more contemporary backup generators.
So this down here is the history of our generators as well, kind of the evolution of where we started from standard home generators to industrial generators. And it shows our engines from, you know, small little engines for lawnmowers to snowblowers to even our, you know, the Kohler racing that we do now.
Snowmobiles, that's cool.
Snowmobiles, a cool thing that we do with even within the Kohler is that how we test our engines. We do that right here. I mean, it's really something that we're proud of as a company. Well, I think our partnership, I mean, we have a lot of different partnerships with Kohler Company. Our biggest one that we just did is our bold partnership with Manchester United, the global soccer team. And we're really using that as a platform to get our message out, really show Kohler Company and all the things that we do.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
If somebody wanted to learn more about the design center and the history of Kohler, where would they go?
Kohler.com. That would be the best place to get all the information on our products, what we're doing as a destination. And my name is Eric Moore. I'm senior interior designer here at the Kohler Design Center.
Love it. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Kohler, Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Sengel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.